Good afternoon. Breaks of sunshine allowing temperatures to climb into the middle and upper 70s in spots across interior New York and New England today. However, we do have a stalled out front south of Long Island and some energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere shearing off into southern Canada. The close proximity of these two features combined with high moisture content may lead to a few scattered showers or thunderstorms during the afternoon. Skies will remain mostly cloudy overnight, and we continue to run the risk at a few scattered showers or thunderstorms, with lows going back into the high 50s and lower 60s. Additional energy in the atmosphere will be around for both tomorrow and Thursday with mostly cloudy skies, and once again, we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. A trough of low pressure will gradually weaken and lift out of the southern plains through the Great Lakes and northeast on Friday. On this track, showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous, with heavy downpours possible on Friday afternoon and into the evening hours, with highs staying in the middle to upper 70s. As this system passes through improving weather late Friday night and Saturday morning, we still run the risk at a shower, especially in New England, before the sun comes up on Saturday, then more sunshine through the afternoon as highs make a run at the 80-degree mark. A big ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft, will dominate the weather for the second half of the weekend on Sunday, keeping skies mostly sunny and allowing temperatures to warm into the lower and middle 80s. It looks like the warm weather will continue, although we'll deal with a few more clouds on Monday, as highs will be back up into the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across much of Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee, as well as eastern Louisiana and central Kentucky. Despite limited heating due to clouds from early day convection, a persistent zone of high moisture content, increasing mid and upper level flow, and sufficient instability ahead of a slowly advancing cold front suggest a corridor of damaging winds and perhaps a tornado or two will extend from Mississippi into Alabama and Tennessee. And Tropical Storm Christina has formed in the Pacific Ocean and is located about 155 miles south-southwest of Zihuatanejo, Mexico. Christina has maximum sustained winds near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast, and Christina could become a hurricane by Thursday as it moves further away from the Mexico coastline. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Dillon and Gould, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, Boston scattered showers and storms in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 96, set in 2008, and the record low, 36, in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and storms and lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms Thursday, upper 70s. A good chance at more showers and thunderstorms on Friday, upper 70s. Increasing sunshine Saturday, near 80. Mostly sunny in the mid-80s on Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s again on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.